What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, the termination train has no intents of slowing down anytime soon. In fact, there will be more souls that become passengers on that train. Like the woman in this article. Now, Neo, you sent me an interesting article. However, in looking at that one, I happened upon this one, and I found this one even more interesting. Now, this article was published on the 9th of October. Husband accused of beating his wife to deletion with a hammer after she filed for divorce. Now, gentlemen, we have the motive. I could go ahead and end the video right here. I could score him out, but you know I'm not going to do that. Let's go ahead and get all the way into this because this is actually the typical scenario. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The Indiana man called police to report his wife missing on October 3rd. The next day, Daniel Flaherty allegedly told police he had repeatedly struck his wife with a hammer in their living room. According to the affidavit for probable cause, and corresponding exhibit obtained by people. Then he allegedly told authorities he'd placed her dead carcass in their Toyota Highlander, hid the vehicle behind a barn, and waited for the couple's two children to leave for school, according to the affidavit. After that, according to the affidavit, Flaherty said he drove to the Wabash River where he lit the vehicle on fire and rigged it to auto drive into the water. Flaherty, 42, was charged with termination in connection with his wife's deletion. He was booked into Gibson County Jail at 10:15 p.m. October 4th and held without bond according to his online inmate roster. Just weeks earlier, his 36-year-old wife, Kayla, had filed for divorce from the father of their children, ages 10 and 13, according to her petition for dissolution for marriage obtained by people, in which she said the couple's marriage had, quote unquote, suffered an irretrievable breakdown and should be dissolved at this time due to irreconcilable differences, i.e., I'm not happy. Yeah, once again, like I said, the typical fucking scenario. She's not happy, or there's a new dick she wants to ride, so she's going to destroy her current family and take the kids as living hostages and force him to pay extortion and ransom every month. Oh, but Mr. Flaherty said, okay, till death do we part, bitch, and I'm going to make you live up to that. Flaherty had not yet been served the divorce papers, Sergeant Roger Ballard said in the affidavit. Oh, so he didn't even know about it. Yeah, complete and total blindside. They might have been arguing about the marriage, but she had already declared war on him. According to the affidavit, Flaherty told police that in the day leading up to his arrest, Kayla had left their house in Pocota, Indiana at 1:30 a.m. October 3rd and headed toward her mother's home about 20 miles away. He claimed she had not texted him that she had arrived, as she said she usually did. Law enforcement and volunteers searched her typical route, looking for evidence of Kayla's disappearance, and nothing was found, states the affidavit. Kayla had been scheduled to work at Good Samaritan Hospital on October 3rd when her employer called her and she was not off work and never responded per the affidavit. Oh, that puts even a little bit more interesting evidence into this. Was she a nurse? Now, gentlemen, you know, trust me, from my own personal experience with the meat sack becoming a nurse, nurses are the worst wives and girlfriends a man can have. Their level of disloyalty it's incalculable. Fellas, if you have a nurse for a girlfriend or a wife, know she is cheating. Know it. Don't suspect it. She is cheating. So, yeah, do with that information what you will. Flaherty told police his wife left after a discussion about their relationship per the affidavit. He later allegedly told police per a corresponding exhibit to the affidavit that during the final interaction, he had quote unquote struck his wife in the head repeatedly with a hammer that October 3rd morning. He allegedly said after dumping her body, he rode his bicycle back home before heading to Costco, Lowe's, Home Depot, and Meijer for sodas, according to the exhibit. Ultimately, Flaherty directed law enforcement to the area where he allegedly dumped her carcass per the affidavit. Sergeant Ballard said he later found the burned out vehicle with quote unquote human remains inside. Flaherty made his initial court appearance virtually and without a lawyer on Monday, October 7th, according to a hearing entry included in his case summary. The judge found probable cause and entered a not guilty plea to the termination charge on behalf of Flaherty, who requested a public defender. After questioning Flaherty, the judge denied his request, quote unquote, at this time per entry. He is due back in Gibson County Superior Court for a status hearing slated for October 16th at 9 a.m. Well. Let me go ahead and say this one more again. Like I said in yesterday's HMT, this country, this society makes it far too easy and convenient for women to absolutely destroy their families by way of using, oh, irreconcilable differences. No. No fault divorce has been the death of many a family, and it has been the death of many, many a man. And I mean literally, because there's far too many men who once they've been faced with this. They could not go on anymore. And what did they do? They took themselves offline while the woman was able to just waltz away off into the distance like nothing ever happened and she forgets about him. Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm. So, of course, I have a solution to the no-fault divorce problem. We keep no-fault divorce. Hear me out, gentlemen. Hear me out. We keep no-fault divorce. I know the women will say, yay, I can leave a quote-unquote abusive marriage, or I can go get another dick. Yay. Hold your horses, ladies. Hold your horses. Hold your horses. Now, of course, there's no history of any sort of violation or anything. Normally, if there's something like that that they can use to further degrade the man, they will put it in the article. But there is none. So, we all know, irreconcilable differences, no fault divorce, quote unquote, I'm not happy, or I got another bull in the ring and I need to get rid of you. So here's my proposition. We keep no fault divorce. All right. We know that's not going anywhere anytime soon anyway. However, the petitioner assumes all financial responsibility. Yeah. See, ladies, you can keep your no-fault divorce. However, since you're the one who files the overwhelming majority of divorce, your ass is going to pay for it. You quote-unquote want to be free of that man, you're going to pay the price to be free of said man. Yeah, if it's really as bad as you say it is, guess what? You'd come up with the money. Mm-hmm. You pay for your lawyer, you pay for his lawyer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And guess what? No cash and prizes. Strip that out of it too. You want to leave? You leave, and you can get nothing else. Oh, that would trap so many women in terrible marriages. Oh, it's only terrible because you say it's terrible. What about the man's side? Now, this guy, like many others, was going to be completely blindsided. He probably thought in his mind, maybe if we talked about it, we could come to a better solution. Nope, she had already filed behind his back. So, yeah. She was going to blindside him. She was going to ambush him. But guess what? He did not give her the proper time to do it. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. Going to give it a 10. Method of execution, the heinous hammer. I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. No one else was there. So I'm going to go ahead and give that a 40. Since they had to fish her carcass out of the water. And for the brutality factor. Of course, repeatedly with the hammer. Yeah, he wanted to make sure to pound his point home. So I'm going to give that a 40. So Daniel, the demolisher, Flaherty, gets a score of 135. Gentlemen, I've pretty much said everything that I want to say. Yeah. As long as no-fault divorce exists, far too many women are going to be too comfortable knowing that they can pull that gun of the state on their husband at any time, for any reason, even if it's no fault of his. Hence why I say, and there's no one that can argue with me on this one, modern marriage is a hostage situation for husbands. I would love for someone to try to argue with me on that point. Yeah, right? I don't think so. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there who think that you're going to be able to continue to declare war on your husband using the system, you better understand this. When you file those papers, there's a 50-50% chance that that man is going to make you live up to those vows, especially the till death do we part. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The power you think you have in that divorce situation, that will go out. Feminism and the absolutely corrupt divorce and family court system that you think is going to protect you, that's going to go out right along with it. Because once again, I have to reiterate this. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. Especially when it comes to a situation to where he knows jail is already hanging over his head. Yeah, ladies, yeah. Talk about the quickest way to turn a normal, everyday average man into a criminal. Divorce. Because if he can't pay the extortion and the ransom, guess what? The cage is in his future. So this man decided, if I'm going to go to jail, I'm going to go to jail by my own hand. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.